Recently, I was giving a class in a school here in Manchester, and someone was trying to understand the words of the Rambam that says Teshuvah brings near those who are far removed. Previously, this person was far removed, and now he's beloved, desirable, close, and dear. And they asked, how could it be? How is it possible that this person that was himself distant suddenly was considered close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the next day, I heard an incredible mashal that really is the story of our lives. And I believe that this mashal really opens up everything that Yom Kippur is all about. In this story, which I heard from Rabbi Kalish, you can laugh, you can cry. It's teaching us within to be present and connect. There's a king traveling through a country. And in this story, while the king is traveling through countries, the bridges are dangerous. You know, it's so easy for someone to plant a bomb under the bridge or to loosen some bolts and the whole carriage goes crashing down. And therefore, the king has servants. And the servant's job is to make sure that while the king is traveling over the bridge, that they are safe. They would run backwards and forwards just before the king's carriage passes over the bridge. And everyone would know that it's safe for the king to pass over that bridge. So the king has strategically placed throughout the journey on every bridge a servant, and there's a yidler. He's on a station. He's stationed to protect a bridge. He's standing there. The king's late, 1 hour, 2 hours, 8 hours. The king hasn't shown up. And at a certain point, the yid's hot. It's been a hot day, schwitzing there in his garb and his servant's clothes. So he looks down by the bridge. There's a river. Why not jump into the water? A mikveh dip. He'll think, listen, the king hasn't arrived. He'll be in a couple of hours. I'll get right back. He's there. He gets undressed, gets ready to go into the water. One dip, two dips. And Murphy's Law, Mazel has it, the king's coming. And the yid isn't there. And he looks and he sees that the king is coming. They're coming closer to the bridge. But he's not dressed. He's not wearing anything. But the king is coming. He's got to do his job. So he runs onto the bridge. He does his job, runs over twice, backwards and forwards, no clothes, and he waves towards the carriage that's okay for the king to pass. And the king looks. You know, it's a strange thing, it's something he's never seen before. The yid's not dressed. He's angry. Where was his respect for the king? And the king calls him and says, get dressed and come into my carriage. The yidler gets dressed, dries his hair. The king turns to him and says, you know, I should kill you for this. You're not dressed. Where's your respect for the malchus? You weren't ready. And the person says, you know, you're right. I admit I wasn't dressed. I made a mistake. But the moment that I saw you coming, I forgot my own embarrassment. I came out. I did what the king needs. I put aside my own needs, my own feelings, my embarrassment, my shame for you. The king. How do you think the king looks at that person? This story is my story, and I feel that this story is all of our stories. That person says, the Melech needs to pass where I am. And we know that the person understands he's messed up, he's gone swimming. We feel we've gone swimming. I was inadequate, I didn't do what I need to do. I don't feel connected in the way I should feel connected to Hashem. But on Yom Kippur, we say, Hashem, I've shown up, I'm sincere. This is what I want to say. I want to be a loyal servant. This mashal is incredible. This is so awesome. This is really us. And I can just imagine the king saying, I understand you. You're embarrassed. You're not like sharing everything you've done. We don't feel good about it. But you've shown up here in Yom Kippur. You're trying. And Hashem says, I get you. In fact, in the Slichas, we say, Boishi v'nichlamti. We're embarrassed to lift up our face. And it doesn't feel good. We know we could have done better. We know we could have made better choices. And in Yom Kippur, we say, I want to serve Hashem in the best way. On Yom Kippur, we turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, I just want to come back to you. I want to come back. Isn't Hashem's heart filled with joy? Hashem's not thinking what he has done, she hasn't done, or where he has been, what will be. Only I'll open the door and welcome them with love. We come on Yom Kippur and we say, we're ready to admit that we strayed. To isi ki se'ova bakesh avdecha. I've strayed like a lost sheep. Bakesh avdecha. Search for your servant. We're asking Hashem, I'm asking Hashem, seek me out. I'm so lost. Look for me. We've gotten so lost. If I can still remember your voice, bring me back to you. There was a little girl, Rivka. She had got lost. And everyone was looking for her. And she was in a forest outside the village. She was terrified. She was getting dark. And they couldn't carry on looking for her. Only her father continued. And Rivka was sitting by a tree. She was cold. She was scared. And her father is searching for her in the forest. Rivka, Rivka, pushing through the forest with his lantern. And she wakes up. And he says, ah, Rivka, Baruch Hashem, I found you. I found you. Hashem loves us so much. And here we are, we're all trying, we're all searchers. From the whole world, Hashem gets so much nachas from us. We're just trying to stay connected. And just when we are about to sleep, fall asleep, we look up and we see our Father's faces. We look up from the darkness of Golas. And Kippur, we say, Abba, Hashem, we found you. We know in Yom Kippur and we feel that Hashem hasn't stopped looking for us. And in Kippur, we show up and we say, Hashem, I'm yours with all my sincerity. I've shown up today.